two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. Developing news here on KSL News Radio. Police say a student is in custody after a scare involving a gun and a backpack at American Fork Junior High. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports from the school.
Students reported seeing a handgun inside one student's backpack this morning, and a school resource officer did find it and detained a male student. Parent Rachel Doyle says her daughter was one of those who saw it and said something.
As well as sent text messages saying that she was afraid and that she would like us to get her.
No word on why this boy brought this gun to school. Students expected a pretty easy day today. There's just 2 days of school left, and they got their yearbooks today, but they ended up locked in their classrooms while police investigated. Reporting on the scene in American Fork, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Police have identified a person of interest in the shooting of that toddler outside a Spanish Fork daycare center. That person is cooperating with authorities, so the question is, what charges might be brought?
The shot was fired illegally in city limits, something KSL legal analyst Greg Scortis says shows negligence.
It's hard to call that completely accidental. There's some degree of negligence or carelessness or recklessness when that kind of conduct occurs, and I think that the prosecutors have to take a hard look at that.
He says if this child is seriously hurt or potentially dies, the person responsible could be facing heavy charges.
I hope that doesn't happen. It sounds like it's not going to happen. We could be looking at negligent homicide charges, in my opinion.
According to Spanish Fork's Lieutenant Corey Slaymaker, the toddler is still at Primary Children's Hospital, but is making progress. Hugo Cardbell, KSL News Radio.
Murray police arrested a man after he allegedly threatened two teenagers and attacked two officers. This happened in Murray Park yesterday. Traeger Gavin Wynn, 24 years old, was booked into Salt Lake County Jail after wielding a knife at the officers and knocking the teens to the ground. Both officers suffered minor injuries and the teens were not hurt. The investigation is continuing. Former Utah State Senator Derek Kitchen is joining the Biden administration. He's going to work for the Export-Import Bank of the U.S. He's going to coordinate efforts with Congress, as well as state and local governments, where the agency helps businesses export goods to other countries and get loans. Technical glitches derailed Ron DeSantis' campaign launch. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Florida governor was planning to announce his campaign for president on Twitter Spaces, but the platform was plagued with technical glitches. DeSantis releasing a Twitter video instead.
I'm Ron DeSantis, and I'm running for president to lead our great American comeback.
Twitter's moderators saying the large number of viewers caused the platform's servers to melt down. Metrics published by Twitter showed that more than 600,000 people were attempting to listen. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts breaking his silence about ethics concerns now plaguing the bench.
I am committed to making certain that we as a court adhere to the highest standards of conduct.
Roberts not mentioning Justice Clarence Thomas, who has come under fire for failing to disclose property deals and lavish vacations paid for by a friend who is a billionaire Republican mega donor. It's not just a typical day of disagreement between Democrats and Republicans. That's what the whip of the Congressional Progressive Caucus says about the debt ceiling.
This is not a simple political disagreement. This is a dire crisis for everyday people in America.
Democrat Greg Kasser calling on Republicans to do the right thing. And global superstar Tina Turner has passed away at the age of 83.
Oh, what's love got to
People magazine editor Larry Hackett says Turner's personal struggles with domestic abuse were felt in her songs.
And the depths from which she had to crawl out of to regain stardom. It's in every single syllable and every single note she sings.
Tina Turner died peacefully at her home in Switzerland after a long illness. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
Hundreds of children listed as missing have been found in a large operation. They were found both in the U.S. and Mexico.
Called Operation We Will Find You, the U.S. Marshals working with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and local police departments say they have tracked down 225 missing children. A vast majority of the cases were runaways who were found and many were rescued. Others were with non-custodial parents and were returned to their legal guardians. Some were possible victims of human trafficking. Included in the capture was a couple that ran to Mexico with their five children who were in hiding. Alex Stone, EBC News.
KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. In for Ricky, here's Len Thomas.
All right, looking at the traffic flow, Weber and Davis County is pretty slow right now. We did have the rain marching on through there. Looks like that has dissipated, but it's left slow traffic in the rake. In the wake, you have northbound slowing from Farmington through Kaysville and Clearfield up to Riverdale. And US 89, very sloggy with construction, making your way northbound from Kaysville all the way to Highway 89. Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Len. KSL News Time 5:05. Lori Vallow-Daybell will find out her prison sentence at the end of July. She was found guilty on all charges in the murders of her two children and her husband's ex-wife. Sentencing day has been set by the judge for July 31st. A West Valley man is facing felony murder charges for allegedly killing his wife 28 years ago. Back then, Keith Klingenberg told the 911 dispatcher that his wife had slashed her own throat. Since then, the Salt Lake County DA's office has reopened the case, reanalyzed the scene, talked to witnesses again, and now 68 years old, Klingenberg was taken into custody this morning. Officials at Lake Powell are breathing a sigh of relief with water levels rising by about a foot a day.
Lake Powell has risen 30 feet already this year with another 40 feet expected to follow. Utah's commissioner to the Colorado River, Gene Shawcroft, says that's enough to tide the lake over for a couple of years.
This year helps us tremendously, does not solve the long-term problem. It does not cause us to take our foot off the gas pedal as far as trying to resolve it.
Shawcroft says based on the hydrologic outlook and the way water is currently being used along the Colorado River, it's impossible for Lake Powell to have stability. He says they still need lower basin states to reduce their water use and for everyone to do their part while they look at other long-term solutions.
We still have to be extremely cautious about how we use water.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Golf courses get a bad rap for being subpar with their water conservation, but there's now a high-tech effort to do better.
Moisture-sensing drones, wetting agents, high-tech computerized sprinkling systems, these are all things Utah courses are using to try and do their part. Josh Verasco, president of the Utah Golf Course Superintendents Association, says he monitors over 800 sprinkler heads daily to make sure they aren't overwatering. But Verasco says it's rough. Golfers expect a perfectly green course, and some years that just isn't possible. He says it helps when everyone can be on board with conservation. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:08.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Len Thomas, what's going on?
Well, looks like, Jeff, that crash on 700 East, that is I-80 and 700 East eastbound, has gone, so that slowing is picking up tempos right now. Northbound I-15, a new crash on the left shoulder, 2700 South. That's adding to some slowing that's already developed from Murray all the way up to the South Salt Lake area, where it starts to pick up a little and then slow again into the downtown area. You also have slowing on the 201 from I-15 out to the from I-15 to the I-215. And then again from 5600 West out to Murray. And now we're picking up a little bit of slowing as you make your way from the north end of the West Belt up to, looks like you're up to North Temple there. Mark?
Well, it looks a little bit of a struggle today. Once again, SR 36, as you get off the freeway out west and head towards Stansberry Park, was the worst of the delays heading to Center Street, SR 138. So typical Mountain View and West Valley delays. Mountain View and Bangor delays in West Valley. You have more Bangor delays southbound headed for 9800 South in two places that you're heavy on I-15 in Utah County at Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Again, coming East Bay down to some trouble clearing at Springville. Jason.
A little bit slow as you flee Salt Lake City to the north on I-15, and then wet roads are basically making the drive tricky. From Farmington all the way up to Ogden, you're going to find some on and off slowing through that stretch there. A little bit slow out on the west side belt as you pass by the airport on the southbound side, also on the northbound side. And if you were looking for some relief over on 89 northbound, so far we haven't seen any. Still very slow from Oak Hills Drive up to 84. Gillette Heating and Air Conditioning is offering spring air conditioner tune-ups for only $59. Call 801-825-4500 to schedule today. A Carrier Factory authorized dealer. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, mostly cloudy skies with still scattered thunderstorms around the Salt Lake Valley. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s. We'll stay in those mid-70s for 6 and 7 o'clock, low 70s for 8 and 9, upper 60s for 10 and 11. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Mostly cloudy, 74 in Salt Lake City. In Ogden, light rain, there's thunder, it's 69 degrees, a good deal warmer in Provo. Fair skies in 81. KSL News Time 5:12. Now, let's go in depth with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, dirty diapers could actually be used to build the house of the future. Researchers have used dirty diapers to make concrete and mortar, and they say this could be a cheap and sustainable construction material. Now, as smelly as it might sound, discarded diapers can be sterilized and reused in this concrete. Now, the discovery could solve big environmental problems, such as cutting down on pollution from construction and pollution in landfills. Now, the study's lead author tells Science reporter Justine Kalma, just think of it. One baby in a day can use 4 or 5 pairs of diapers. So you can imagine the waste that diapers can produce in just one country. Now, she didn't have to imagine. She used her own baby's dirty diapers to build this demo house to test the theory. And she found that up to 8% of the sand used to make concrete and mortar for a small home could be replaced with rehashed diapers. It's just an early study, so there's a long way to go before it could be commercialized. Jeff?
We'll be listening for more. A new concert venue is opening in Salt Lake City next month. It's called Granary Live. It's located in the Granary District. Some of the first performers include Shaggy and Sean Kingston. A new study finds lower back pain is the leading cause worldwide of disability claims.
The report from the medical journal The Lancet finds 15% of the U.S. workforce missed almost 11 days of work from chronic back pain. That comes out to 264 million workdays lost each year. They also found women suffer more than men from the condition, and it tends to get worse as people get older. Doctors recommend physical therapy to reduce lower back pain and preventative measures, like not wearing high heels. The journal also chastised the overuse of spinal injections, opioids, and bed rest typically prescribed by physicians. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Americans are becoming increasingly pessimistic about retirement. A Gallup poll shows 43%, less than half of yet-to-retire adults think that they're going to have enough money to live comfortably after retirement. That's the lowest number since 2012. With their move to the Big 12, video of BYU sports will now be streamed on ESPN networks, especially ESPN+. The head of BYU TV Sports Broadcasting, Dave Phillips Jr., says this is true for all sports except one.
BYU TV will only have rights to broadcast men's volleyball, but all of the other sports will be broadcast on ESPN+.
Men's volleyball is not part of the Big 12, which is why it'll be on BYU TV. Of course, KSL News Radio is your home of the Cougars, broadcasting all BYU football and basketball games free of charge. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
one student is in custody after police say he brought a handgun to school in his backpack. American Fork Junior High kept students in the classroom while police investigated. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, A judge will give Lori Vallow-Daybell her sentencing July 31st. She was found guilty on all counts in the murders of her children. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Traffic Trooper Mike reporting traffic bogging on the ramp from I-80 to the south belt of I-215, adding to slow driving as you make the south belt to I-15. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Moderate thunderstorms firing again across the state, and it looks to linger. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Right now in Salt Lake City, we're at 75 degrees, mostly cloudy. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. 1 year later, a nation remembers.
President Biden spoke slowly, his voice heavy with emotion, as he recalled his visit to Uvalde in the days after the mass shooting at Robb Elementary on this day last year.
Standing there in Uvalde, Jill and I couldn't help but think that too many schools, too many everyday places have become killing fields in communities all across every part of America. And in each place, we hear the same message. Do something. For God's sake, please do something.
Noting that guns are the leading cause of death for children in the U.S., the president repeated his call for Congress to ban assault weapons in high-capacity magazines. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
House members are heading home for Memorial Day as talks to reach a deal to raise the debt ceiling continue, but Minority Leader Steve Scalise told them, be prepared to return to vote on a moment's notice. Worries about a possible default are causing stocks to continue to tumble. The Dow plunged more than 200 points. He's in.
I'm Ron DeSantis, and I'm running for president to lead our great American comeback.
That's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who making the announcement today in a conversation on Twitter with CEO Elon Musk, and earlier today filed the official paperwork to do so. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the KSL in-depth. This legendary voice has been silenced. We learned today that legendary singer Tina Turner died in Switzerland, where she lives. She was 83 and, of course, had a storied career. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline, Gary Michaels, the music director at our sister station, The Arrow. Gary, like most of us, you probably followed Tina Turner for decades and decades. What are some of your memories?
Oh, my gosh. Icon she was, and just rock and roll royalty, if you will. You know, a lot of people called her the queen of rock, the greatest legs in rock and roll, if you will. You know, just an amazing person, someone you could cheer for. You just wanted her to succeed, and man, she really did.
A lot of people have talked about the legs thing and the physical, but it's the voice, and it's what she went through in life that we've all heard about in books and documentaries. She really had two careers, didn't she? There was one with her husband, and then later, much different.
Truly, she did, and she rose above some really horrible times, and really just came out on top, if you will. I mean,
what's your favorite Tina Turner song? And you can include the early ones in this.
I'm not gonna lie. I think like the best. It kind of gets me going.
Proud Mary.
Proud Mary is amazing. Yes, early one, Proud Mary. Later, the best.
An iconic song, and thanks so much for joining us, Gary Michaels. He's the music director at our sister station, The Arrow. Again, Tina Turner died today in Switzerland. She was 83 years old. KSL News Time, 519. Now, let's get your home traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We're brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. And here's Len Thomas. Len's here.
Here we are. We're looking at a crash. It's westbound on the I-215 South Belt at 300 West. It's on the right shoulder, causing slowing all the way back to Cottonwood Heights, almost to Highland Drive. And you also have slowing coming the other direction on the South Belt from Redwood Road over to I-15, which happens with a lot of traffic that's going on. That adds to the ramps, and then slowing southbound I-15 still from South Salt Lake down to Midvale and a little more through Sandy, and then at the Bluffdale exits there, a couple of slowing either direction. Also, as you make your way on the 201, you've got still slowing making your way from I-15 out to the I-215, and then again picking up that slowing as you make your way out toward Magna from 5600 West. Mark?
Concentrating the delays now south into the valley on Mountain View, heavy through daybreak. Bang it or hang it up southbound at 9800 south, and now you got Redwood Road delays coming south of Bluffdale down to Camp Williams. I-15 in Utah County, typically slow American Fork to Linden on the southbound side, and then trouble is clearing down around the 4th South Springville exit on the southbound side, so don't be a surprise to see some delays coming Provo East Bay on down. Jason.
Very slow now, southbound on the west side belt from basically Legacy all the way down to I-80 at this point as you pass by the airport there. Northbound I-15, of course, the rain making it difficult as you navigate, a little slow coming out of Salt Lake City, and then basically from Centerville on and off all the way up to Ogden. Still fairly slow over on 89 northbound side as you make your way through that construction zone there. The Scandinavian Festival, May 26th and 27th in Ephraim. Free entertainment, craft, and food booths, a car show, activities for the kids, competitions, a parade, and more. ScandinavianFestival.org. That's ScandinavianFestival.org. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
The KSL 7-day forecast stays active with afternoon thunderstorms on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Overnight lows will be in the 50s, afternoon highs in the low 80s. Slightly drier conditions will move in for Sunday and Monday, although still a chance for some mountain pop-up thunderstorms. Temperatures generally in the low to mid-80s as we head through the middle of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
For now, mostly cloudy in Salt Lake City, 74 degrees. Your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. On the way, we'll check the market close. Stay with us at KSL. We also have the latest on mortgage rates in a moment.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.